Good afternoon. I'm in Seattle, and I'm like a kid in a candy shop, it's fair to say. Because when I was a kid, I used to watch Battlestar Galactica, and I used to pretend to be a Viper pilot. And as an adult, I watched Battlestar Galactica and pretended to be a Viper pilot. And I'm here at the Museum of... Museum of Science Fiction and Sound and Vision.
It's Music Experience, the Experience Music Project, EMP, and the Science Fiction Museum.
Right, and I'm with Rich.
Yep.
And Rich works in the Battlestar Galactica exhibit.
Yes, I do.
This is a dream job, surely. This is amazing.
Well, it's a dream job for me because I am also a fan of Battlestar Galactica, having watched the original series and the newly imagined series. And sitting here amongst three of the newly imagined series spaceships, which is the reason that the whole exhibit came about, was that the studio, which is up in Vancouver, British Columbia, said, we've ended the Battlestar Galactica series. We are warehousing three original spaceships, and we're going to have to throw them out unless, perhaps, you guys are interested. Well, EMP and the Sci-Fi Museum said, of course we're interested. We'd love to have you send them down to us. And they came down in various pieces. And we reassembled them and formed an entire exhibit around these three spacecraft. So we have the Viper and the Cylon ship and Cylons. And we even have Tricia Helfer's dress here.
The little red dress.
Yes.
And it was very little. Battlestar Galactica was one of those shows. We've been talking for the last 10 minutes about shows that really redefine not just the genre, but actually science fiction as well, and television and mainstream television. We've been talking about Doctor Who and how it's very complex for mainstream viewing and the like. And I was saying, I think there's maybe past Doctor Who and things like Fringe, I think we're in a bit of a lull of science fiction. Do you think we'll see another great age of science fiction come along when we have shows like this again?
Well, we hope so, because there is, based on this exhibit's show, Battlestar Galactica, and Caprica, which is the earlier installation of an earlier series in the Battlestar Galactica pantheon, there is now a new pilot for a brand new television series called Blood and Chrome. It's a 2-hour pilot for a series. It is on the timeline between Caprica and Battlestar Galactica. It deals with the early days of Captain Adama, so when he's a young man in his 20s. I haven't seen it, but we had the wardrobe department from the production team up here at the museum a couple of weeks ago, and they told us that the script is excellent, it's brilliant. It's all shot on green screen, which means it could be set anywhere, and the backgrounds can be anything. But apparently the script is absolutely brilliant, and we're going to be looking forward to seeing that perhaps in the summer or maybe in the fall. Whenever it comes out, the hope is that it'll attract enough of an audience so that we get that new growth spurt of science fiction. I hope that we do. Yeah. And Doctor Who is one of the ones that's keeping the audience, keeping them engaged in sci-fi on television at this point. Yeah.
Cool. Rich, thank you very much.
You're welcome.